universally, the significance of this feast is the fact that God had a plan for Mary, the first of disciples, and therefore God has a plan for all of us. And that plan, as our Holy Father keeps reminding us, is centered in the revelation of Jesus Christ. As the Pope keeps reminding us, Jesus is the center of both church history and human history. And when we contemplate the face of Jesus, we really contemplate what he has in mind for us. And so since God knew from the beginning of time that Mary would accept the call to be the mother of his divine son, he left her free from original sin in lieu of the merits of the vocation that she would have. And so that's a special consideration for her, to involve her in the work of her son, Jesus Christ, in his being able to become man and to be able to win our salvation for us. And so we recognize that we don't have that same privilege, but if God took time to make that plan for Mary, he certainly has a plan for each one of us. And so I think that lies at the heart of the renewal that the Holy Father keeps calling us to do in this new millennium, to undertake. We're to be renewed in this wonderful sense of what God has called each of us through our baptism to effect in the world, to change the world, to bring all things together into Christ.
Throughout our conversation, Bishop Nienstedt expressed how influential the late Pope John Paul II was in the promotion of Marian devotion, such as that of the Immaculate Conception. He explained how this pope helped people realize the importance of her role in their devotions to her son.
Those really go hand in hand, you know. If you love a person, you're going to love the person's mother, because the person is a reflection of that person's mother.
The bishop believes that this Holy Father saw the greatness of Mary in the close relationship that she has with her son.
Like so many times before, when the church was faced with a new challenge, we turn to Mary, the Mother of God and the seat of wisdom, trusting that she will show us again the way to her son.
Bishop Nienstedt explains how the Pope puts Mary's divine role in perspective for us.
Certainly, Mary is the first of disciples. She's one of us, but she's the most distinguished among us. The poet said, she's our humankind's single solitary boast, you know. And so where she is, we hope to be one day. And so she is a model for all of us. And I think the Holy Father, I know that the Holy Father has been a wonderful model for us to see the place of Mary, the proper place that Mary has in the spiritual lives of the faithful.
Perhaps the best description of Mary, and at the same time, the greatest tribute to her, was the greeting of her cousin, Elizabeth. Blessed is she who trusted that God's words to her would be fulfilled, for it was that continual trust in the providence of God which most characterized her faith. All her earthly life was a pilgrimage of faith.
Indeed, Bishop Nienstedt says, we're all called to follow in the footsteps of Mary. In fact, this is the message of the Immaculate Conception for the world today.